Good afternoon. The major player in our weather picture across interior New York and New England over the next 48 hours will be a large storm as it evolves out of the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes and into southern Canada. A warm front and its associated rain that moved through this morning continues to track to the north, and the door is now open for an increasing southerly wind flow with tropical moisture building in. We also have a break in the precipitation, so while skies will remain cloudy with some thinning of the clouds and even a few sunny breaks, showers will be limited for the next few hours, and temperatures will be allowed to climb into the upper 60s to near 70 with that gusty wind. A cold front associated with this storm will head our way over the second half of the afternoon and into the night tonight. As the cold front approaches, that moisture will be wrung out in the form of scattered showers through trick-or-treat time, but it does look like the steadiest rain will hold off until late tonight. In fact, as that cold front makes its way toward us around midnight, that's when we'll pick up the steadiest and heaviest showers, perhaps even a few thunderstorms with gusty winds as that front passes by. We will maintain at least the chance of rain for the rest of the overnight hours, although the heaviest rain will be associated with the front. Temperatures will remain mild overnight and generally in the lower to mid-50s, and that's where we will begin the day on Friday. The wind will flip around to the west and become gusty at times over 40, even to 50 miles per hour on Friday, driving in cooler air from the north and west behind this system. There is the chance of a few scattered showers on Friday, snow showers in the mountains as temperatures plummet through the 50s and 40s through the daylight hours. High pressure building in behind this system will keep it dry for the upcoming weekend, with both Saturday and Sunday featuring a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. It looks dry on Monday as well before the next chance of showers arrive for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the extremely critical and life-threatening fire weather conditions will begin to abate across California as the strong pressure gradient responsible for the recent high winds begins to weaken. Dry conditions, however, will remain in California over the next week as the overall weather pattern remains very unfavorable for precipitation. Meanwhile, the strong upper trough that triggered the high winds is expected to continue to support a powerful cold front pressing eastward today. The front is separating much below average temperatures across the west and central United States from much above average temperatures to the east. High temperatures are forecast to be 20 to 25 degrees below average in the southern and central plains or much of the Mississippi Valley, while it'll be 10 to 15 degrees above average across the east. The front will also be the focus for a broad region of heavy rain from the Gulf Coast across the Tennessee, upper Ohio valleys, mid-Atlantic, and Great Lakes. Isolated flash flooding and severe weather are both possible from the Tennessee Valley, southern Appalachians, mid-Atlantic, and into the Northeast. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers, lower 70s, Boston, cloudy and becoming breezy with drizzle and rain showers in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, rain with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 73, set in 1946, and the record low, 18, in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:49 p.m., 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy and windy with more rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with drizzle and a few showers early today, then rain moving in later with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy and windy with more rain tonight, a thunderstorm possible in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy and windy with rain tonight, possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy and windy with rain tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs around 70. Cloudy and windy with more rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, windy, a few scattered showers, snow showers in the mountains as temperatures drop from early morning highs in the 50s back through the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny near 50 Monday, and the risk of a few showers Tuesday and Wednesday in the upper 50s to near 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.